William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Bright Spot, a novel by Jill Shalvis, performed by Andy Arndt. Chapter 1. Luna Wright awoke to someone nibbling her toes. Troubling, since she'd gone to bed alone. Well, except for Sprout, her half-deaf 15-year-old rescue mutt, snoring behind her. Cracking open one eye, she lifted her head, eyed her early morning visitor, then sighed and plopped back down. "Damn it, Ziggy. We talked about this. It's still dark out." She closed her eyes again, but the bed jiggled impatiently. With a groan, she sat up. As the manager of Apple Ridge Farm, a small, charming, and let's face it, struggling tree farm and botanical gardens, it was her job to oversee, well, everything. Bleat. Including their rescue animals, like Damn It, Ziggy, their 2-month-old orphaned kid currently eyeing her with adoration. "Ugh, you're too cute for your own good." Nudging him aside, she got out of bed. "Stay. I'm just going to the bathroom." His hooves clicked on the wood floor as he trotted along after her, his expression dialed to, "I'd feel more comfortable if we went together." A few minutes later, they exited the bathroom, still together, freezing in unison as a noise came from her kitchen. Not the still snoring Sprout. A watchdog he was not. She quickly snatched up her phone. "Bleat. Shh." She got 911 teed up with one hand, the other over DZ's mouth. "Please don't be a bear." "Who's there?" she yelled.
"Shep."
Her farmhand, and she nearly collapsed in relief.
"Is DZ here?" Shep called out. "He ate through the fence again and got out. You're usually his first stop."
Luna eyed Damn It Ziggy, aka DZ, who nuzzled against her calf. She looked up when Shep appeared at the end of her hall. "He ate another post?" she asked. He nodded.
"And then ran straight to you, his mama."
She had to laugh, but it was true. The baby rescues were her favorite part of this job, and she had a soft spot for DZ, which the kid, both the goat and Shep, knew. Emergency averted, Shep's gaze caught on Luna's PJs, a soft, thin camisole and short boy shorts, and he immediately slapped his hands over his eyes.
"Oh, shit. I mean, crap. I'm sorry, ma'am."
Taking a step back, he tripped over his own feet and fell on his ass, hands still over his eyes. He was 21 to her almost 30, so she at least wasn't corrupting a minor, but his horrified reaction had her turning back to her room to pull the throw blanket from the foot of her bed and wrap it around herself. Shep was a good guy and a great farmhand, able to handle whatever she threw at him, but it had taken her 6 months to get him to call her by her given name and not ma'am. "Did you hurt yourself?"
"No."
He got to his feet with his hands still over his eyes, his Adam's apple bouncing as he swallowed hard.
"So,"
he gestured vaguely toward the door,
"I'll just
go." "Yes, please. And take DZ with you."
"DZ!"
The goat was eating one of her favorite sneakers. She snatched it back. "Preferably before he eats anything else." Shep, who looked like the snowboarding bum that he was whenever he wasn't working for her, lanky, lean, rock star hair to his shoulders, long-sleeved t-shirt advertising ski and board wax, high-top work boots unlaced, nodded like a bobblehead. "I'm pretty sure it's not that bad," she said dryly. He went beet red.
"No, it's definitely not bad. I mean, you're put together right nice."
He grimaced, swallowed again.
"I'm not trying to say you're hot, because that'd imply I-
Shep.
Yeah?
Goodbye."
"Right."
He had to come toward her to get Damn It Ziggy. One hand still over his eyes, the other reaching out in front of him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?